Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston's home for sports. Pure and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich is not here for he has bad diarrhea. He showed up this morning and then out of nowhere, apparently, he was running all around. And John, you said what did you go into his studio?
I usually stop by and before the show starts and make sure I know who's on, whatever. We have a conversation for about 5 minutes, and I walked into his studio, and immediately you knew that things were not right. There was a certain odor in the air, and he's like, yeah, my stomach's been killing me, and, you know, I'm right now on the fence. This is about 5:15. He said, yeah, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure if I'm going to stick around. Then he left at about 5:30, 5:40, something like that.
Maybe he was running.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. I did not see that.
We literally almost bumped into each other in the hallway, and he's like, gotta go. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of your way.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if he's here tomorrow or if this is just a 24-hour diarrhea or if this is going to take some time.
Mine doesn't take 24 hours. Never takes 24 hours. Come on now.
The residual effects that you are dealing with, you can be more functional after 24 hours.
Maybe he has the Crohn's disease.
He likes that Taco Bell.
That doesn't do anything to me. That doesn't have a negative effect on me. Like, food, like, unless it's spoiled, has no effect on me. So, many people curious, and for good reason. Every year, I go to the opening hockey game for whatever city we're living in, because the first date I ever took my wife to was the opening of the Thrashers. They stationed to give me Thrashers season tickets, which were very valuable. But it was cool because it came in one of those books.
No.
Like where you could tear the tickets out?
Yeah.
And it was Ray Ferraro bobblehead night.
That Ray Ferraro bobblehead still has a place of distinction in the Toucher household.
Yeah, you don't want to smell it or nothing, but yes, it does have a place of...
You break it out once a year, yeah, I understand.
No, that's not true. So,
once a year.
So, no, yeah, right.
Good for you.
Yeah, we have sex once a year. And so what happened is that you know I've been drinking far less than I had been.
Yes.
I've drinking far less and far fewer days than I did. And with that is my wife starts to go, because she works out constantly and takes these classes, and she goes, will you go work out with me? So I didn't drink Friday night. I watched The Amazing Spider-Man, which scared my 11-year-old son, which is pretty tough kid. It said on the screen... Plus, it said 11 and above.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is the Willem Dafoe one.
Where yes, and it's absolutely frightening.
Okay.
It's absolutely frightening. And I believe there's one death in it.
Yes.
Yeah, the father in the car.
Oh, I was thinking when they chucked the robber out the window, the guy that killed his killed his uncle. And so, and he died too. All right, so anyway, I got up and my wife said, let's take a spinning class. Now, have you guys ever taken a spinning class?
Oh, no.
Glad to say I have not.
Okay, well, the spinning class is fun because, and then my wife bought me shoes, spinning shoes, because I needed to have them.
How much do those run you?
Like $1,000.
Well, seriously, how much do spinning shoes run you?
I don't know, $100, $80, I don't know. Probably $80.
Okay.
But I need them because, you know, I'm going to do it all the time. And so you get in there, and first of all, another class had just gotten out, so the place is just, it's rank. There's no fans or any kind of thing. There's air conditioning, but there's nothing to...
All the moisture away.
To just take in, like, yeah. But there's someone who comes around and wipes down the bikes and this and that. So you strap in there. You're like locked into your pedals.
You clip in.
Right. And then they like raise the seat for you. And then why when you ride a bike does it have to be so high in the air? Like, so your feet can't touch the ground.
Posture, right? It's got to be posture.
I think it's like the way that you use your legs. But like if you're riding a bike around, like I see people riding bikes and they're like behind a car in traffic, like at a stoplight, and they can't touch the ground. So they're like having to like move the wheel and stuff. Right. It's like, what's so bad about being able to touch the ground on a bicycle? What the hell is the problem with that? All it is frightening at this point. Like the bike I'm supposed to ride around with my kids, it's terrifying every time I get up there because you can't put your foot down. So the only way, what happens if you start to, when you're going off the ramp and you know you can't land it?
Sure.
I mean, then you're in trouble.
Exactly like that.
So I go, and then it's this room that is packed with bicycles, the spin cycles. And then they turn off all the lights. So you're in darkness, and they have you standing up, and they have you doing weird, like, push-ups against the handlebars as if that does anything. And then they play songs, and they go, "All right, everybody, you got to believe in yourself. You got to cheer for yourself. 1, 2, 3. And then they'll hit lights, and it's like strobe lights and, you know, like concert lights come on. And it's very disconcerting. The whole thing is terrible, but I got through it. What they do is they leave it to you to create the tension on the bike. So I didn't create any tension on the bike. So I was just flowing like that. So I get home, and then my daughter has soccer and this and that, and I'm unable to take a nap. Well, we're going to the game, which I spent a ton of money on these tickets because I got them from a third-person seller. So I go to the game. I can't nap. I go to my daughter's soccer game, and lo and behold, it's time to go. And things got delayed because my daughter lost something. And we get to the game. I meet Dick Donahue and his brother at the Greatest Bar, and I have a shot. And I go and get a beer, and I sit down in the seats, and I'm like, I can't stay.
How are the seats?
they're fine to me, but I mean, like, I hadn't drank in a long time, and I drank that night, and I was all tired. You ever been in a game and, like, the clock doesn't seem to be moving?
Yeah,
of course.
Like it's, like, going long. And there was action in that first period, but, like, I was just exhausted.
Yeah.
And because I must have been drinking enough, but now, because now when I drink, it like hits me like immediately hard. So yeah, the seats seemed fine to me.
Lower bowl, right? At one end?
Lower bowl, red line.
I heard the women were out that night and like dancing on the board.
I
saw that video. Yes.
There was one lady that was dancing on the boards, yeah, with her ass out. Mm. And yes, she was doing that.
Was that at your end or was that at the other end?
That was for cheap seats. That was right by the goal.
Oh, okay.
You can only see one end of the ice with that.
Right.
But yeah, I would have not mind that. People got on the young lady for dancing like that, but what's the problem? Who does that hurt? She didn't take her clothes off. She started shaking that ass. Mm. What's the problem with that? None. There's people that, my kids were there. So what? What are your kids? Your kids don't see someone dancing? What do they call that? Tweaking.
Twerking.
Tweaking. Oh, no, that's me when I'm on meth. As I started tweaking.
Twerking, ass everywhere. Yeah.
But all these classes are geared towards women. And I find nothing inspirational about someone yelling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The whole thing, like, when I go to the gym, don't bother me. Like, you know, just don't. I don't want someone in my ear. All right, now speed it up or knees high, knees. No.
Yeah.
You and your, were they wearing the earpiece with the microphone too? Out on that.
And this woman had like a baby like 3 weeks ago, and she was like had a six pack, and like she immediately just like, because she teaches 85 classes a day and does them. Yeah, those things are all designed to women. I don't find any of that inspiring. In fact, I don't know why people want to be in a room that's dark. I have no idea what that adds to the experience.
Every time I hear that, I think of that the stuff that we play here. Hooray for you!
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, they just, come on! It's, you know, you shake the cobwebs off. It's Saturday morning. Let's go. You're going to feel great all day. No, I'm not. I'm going to be exhausted all day and not able to walk.
I'm going to go home and take a nap.
No, I can't. It wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Because my son's on Fortnite screaming and yelling all over the
house. Oh, how's he feeling? I heard Fortnite blacked out yesterday. Is everything okay?
He had a sleepover last night at someone's house, so I don't know. But yes, Fortnite went to a blackout, and I guess they're building a new land or something. But yeah, it went into blackout, so I'm sure that freaked everybody out. So there you go. No sex.
But you had a good time at the game and after the game?
I didn't have sex with my wife.
Oh.
I'd been drinking. But we got home while the babysitter was still there and my son was awake.
Home at 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, like 9.
Yeah.
The 7 o'clock game, got home around 9.
And no trip to the bone zone?
No. Okay. Not when I've been drinking.
Okay.
That's Why is that, though?
Because what's the point? It desensitizes you. I mean, if you're gonna do it, first of all, it wasn't in the cozy calendar. So I didn't know that was being expected.
No.
I see.
Yeah. But no.
Wait, so no sex while drinking?
No.
How's that?
I don't know. It's just not as fun.
Wow. Okay.
How long have you been married?
A year.
How long have you been with your girl?
5 years.
And that's still something that you want to do?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'll talk to you in 5 years. We're not all John who can't get enough.
I don't know what to tell you. I still have no trouble with this.
I don't have any trouble with it. It's just that
I look forward to it. Let me put it that way.
Does she? Is it like a sitcom? Does she use sex as something to lord over you if you're not doing what she wants?
Only if I help with the laundry.
Does she lord over you with that stuff?
Only come over here and put these dishes away, dear. Or I'm not your ordinary guy, Fred.
That's the thing. My wife is like, I'm going to withhold sex. I'd be like, okay. This is not motivating me very much.
My whole thing is the drinking thing, though. You don't, like, get the urge?
No. Really? No. Plus, let's put it this way. I've been with my wife forever. I take antidepressant drugs. I mean, it's not exactly like a full throttle. I fail sometimes by myself. Sometimes I just get frustrated and stop because it's not going to happen.
Mm.
Now, aroused, I get.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, maybe that's why I didn't need to wear rubbers is because you take some antidepressants there.
Yeah.
You got to.
Pass isn't always complete. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no tip of the hat. It's very difficult to get a tip of the hat.
I understand.
Yeah. So maybe everyone who's struggling with that with premature ejaculation should start taking antidepressants. It really makes you feel like a man. All right. We will be back. We will, since we have Joe Murray here, we will continue to discuss the game of football.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich is out with diarrhea. He was in here earlier and then had to skedaddle.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
That's right. Had to get right out of here. It's a good day to leave, considering it's not even a company holiday, but I've seen two people.
Yeah.
I don't know who gets Columbus Day. I've never heard of this before, a big Columbus Day.
Some people in Boston do, I think.
Yeah, no, Beacon Hill is frequently empty on days like this.
Well, they don't have to work ever.
And there's evacuation day. There's a bunch of days they can take.
Dan's telling me there used to be a parade.
There used to be a Columbus Day parade.
But it's like the Bruins are playing at 1, and I'm thinking, who the hell can go to that game? Who gets, Columbus Day off? It seems, just very odd. But listen, I'm not going to act like I wouldn't take it off if I had the opportunity, but the Beasley Corporation has decided that this is somewhere that we have to work. Well, when you look at what happened on Sunday, what are your takeaways, gentlemen, when you look at the Ravens They played a bad Bengals team, but you saw what they were able to do. You look at Kansas City losing twice in a row at home for the first time in years. What do you make of the AFC?
I don't think it's very strong. I think the Patriots are going to just roll right through it and then head to the Super Bowl. I mean, if you look at Houston, who went into Kansas City yesterday and won, their offensive line is as bad as Cleveland's. I mean, nobody's getting hit more than Deshaun Watson, so that doesn't make me fear them. Kansas City's a bit of a mess right now, and it's a long time, you know, for the season to end so they can work things out. But their defense sucks, and nobody really stands out. I mean, Baltimore has their deficiencies on defense, too. I mean, I don't really see any of these teams as a real threat. Maybe Indianapolis could come in and give you a game, but I don't fear them either.
Buffalo has a good enough defense. I mean, right now they're the second-best team in the league, right?
Yeah.
With one loss? The conference, rather, with one loss. And they have a good enough defense and a weak enough schedule in front of them to hang around for a while, but no one's saying that Josh Allen is going to be any good when it starts to matter.
Josh Allen in a playoff game will be hysterical.
Oh, God. He could be Ryan Mallett in a playoff game.
Because he's never played a game even remotely that important in his entire career, his entire life. So watching him play in a playoff game will be hysterical.
The one big takeaway for me, and Joe, I don't know how you feel about this, the one big takeaway for me is San Francisco's for real, and San Francisco is a contender to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
Yeah, they have the second highest chance right now to go to the Super Bowl. 11% is what I just saw. San Francisco's good. I think Shanahan's really going for it. Like, he doesn't take plays off. They're a great second-half bet for those who like them. Shanahan, we all know, 28-3. You want to laugh about it? Second half, he really goes for it. But I don't know. My big takeaway is kickers suck. Coaching really sucks in the league. And it's actually a bad product this year. Like yesterday,
I completely agree.
Like, you probably watched the Jets. I watched the Jets game in the afternoon. I did. But, like, I don't know. I was here hosting a show from 1 to 3, watching TV and saying everything sucks.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Houston is interesting to me. I don't know what it is about them. It's more Deshaun Watson. I actually think he's a gamer and can play. You know, I still think their defense can be a little suspect, but
you have to overcome the head coach when it matters.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Bill O'Brien has never been a good head coach when it matters.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, can they get over the hump? They're talented. Their running game's not great, but they were good yesterday. But them, Indianapolis, and I think Buffalo. Right? And then you got to put the Patriots in the mix and the Chiefs.
That's so sad.
That's what you have.
I mean, Buffalo is not going to win a playoff game. They just won't. Josh Allen is – if they – I wonder if they could make a trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm dead serious.
No, they want to lose. He's better than Rosen, so they're hanging on to him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing we found out, that Miami has a definitive answer. Josh Rosen is not good, and tanking for a new quarterback thing to do.
All of a sudden,
if you can't get it done against Washington, and you have to be benched, what was it, third quarter or fourth that took him out? If you have to be benched during a game against Washington, then you can't get it done.
Yeah, now all of a sudden Kingsbury looks like a genius because everyone was saying, how could you take two top 10 picks and take quarterbacks?
One other thing, too, is I think the Saints – I know it wasn't really an impressive win, but they were underdogs yesterday, went to Jacksonville, which is a tough place to play. They won with Teddy Bridgewater. When Drew Brees comes back, I think they're going to be one of the top teams. Them, Seattle, San Francisco. Those are probably the three best teams.
Are you surprised by New Orleans' defense?
Yeah, but they were pretty good last year, though, weren't they?
No, yeah, they've been pretty good. They've been drafting pretty well defensively. I'm not totally surprised by that at all.
But realistically, like, people want to say, oh, in college football, there's only really like two. There's like eight to 10 teams in college football. In the NFL, how many teams really have a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
This year especially.
Three or four.
Yeah, this year especially.
Four.
Seahawks, Patriots.
I'll go at Green Bay.
San
you believe
Francisco.
In Green Bay?
Yeah,
they,
but,
yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, that's what
Detroit's
gonna say.
No
I mean,
joke.
So,
yeah,
all right.
So I like the Lions tonight.
Yeah,
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that Green Bay's defense has been better than we all thought. So maybe Green Bay.
But no Adams. You know, he's not playing. They have another cast of characters there for Green Bay. So I don't, in their running game, who knows what they're going to have.
So expand it out because, you know, teams have to contend with the Patriots technically in the AFC. So seven teams, six, maybe. To go to the Super Bowl?
I don't even know about that. I mean, Patriots. I don't like the Panthers. So Patriots, Seahawks, Chiefs, maybe.
Yeah, Chiefs, maybe.
The Saints, like you said. I don't think the Ravens have a shot.
Are we including, you didn't say 49ers, did
and
you
49ers.
Say, and Green, you include Green Bay in that?
No, I don't think Green Bay might win that conference or that division.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the toughest division in football.
All right. Right now it is, yeah.
So what do we got, five teams?
Four or five teams.
Yeah.
Not just, like Joe said, not a good product.
It's just not a good. And listen, I watch college football every weekend. Like, it is good.
So do I.
There's great teams in there. Like, if you watch the Oklahoma-Texas game, like, that was a really good game.
Yeah.
There's some one-loss teams that are going to be hanging around. And, I don't know, Wisconsin completely blew out Michigan State this
Michigan
week.
Michigan State, for a time, had the best defense in college football. And they got just ran over.
But it's not just Alabama. Like, people look at it, oh, it's Alabama-Clemson. No. Ohio State, Wisconsin, a one-loss Notre Dame team. You know, they beat USC this week. Still, though, they're a good offense. Their offensive coordinator is the guy from the Saints last year. So, like, they can put up points. They run an NFL offense.
Okay.
But Oklahoma, like, I still think they're in the mix. LSU had a huge win over Florida this
week. But when was the last time that college football wasn't a better product than the NFL? It's been like that for a long time.
Say for the last couple of years.
At least college football moves.
Yeah.
At least it's not constantly stopping.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, you know.
And there's always big games, penalties? Too.
How many penalties in a row did we have on that last Dallas drive? How many consecutive plays?
It had to be four or five.
Six?
Oh, yeah.
Five consecutive
that
plays?
Was a, that was a
consecutive
joke.
Plays. Not all of them were accepted. It's just, okay, let's stop the game again.
Yeah.
Some plays were, well, I mean, some penalties were there, some penalties were not. But six straight plays, we had a flag thrown.
I don't know. It was just so weird seeing the Jets play well. It was like I was going to go to this. I was going to go somewhere with my daughter and my wife, and I'm like, I can't go. I'm actually watching a Jets game.
Who knows when I'm going to see this again?
Yeah, like I was like, this is unbelievable. Like,
you know what's funny? I felt like Gase got out of the way. And like they let, like, you know, well, it was Williams run the run the defense there. I felt like that.
Well, you can do that finally.
Plus, I think that Gase had just was like, I'm not showing anything. Well, we can't win with that kid.
Mm.
So I'm not going to show anything. At least that's what I was hoping. All right. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So when I turned on the program this morning, I noticed that Rich was out, and I guess he has diarrhea. I have a theory. I know he kind of tends to hobnob with some of the elites in Boston. And so maybe he ate something, maybe like a bad tomato.
Oh, man. You know, those are everywhere right now.
All right. I got to find it. You got it?
I got to find it, too.
All right.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Did you have to see him? On Sunday?
No, I think he records the show, like, on Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was wondering if you had to run into
What do you dip the tomatoes in?
Tomatoes.
I caught you off guard. Sorry.
It's hummus.
Hummus.
Is what he says. All right, we got the stack coming up, including your kids are probably freaking out because Fortnite's off, and they did something in Jacksonville that's unforgivable, and so much more.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat. Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train. The take train?
98.5, the sports hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich on this Columbus Day where no one is listening. We appreciate it. Gardner Minshew yesterday, by the way, was horrible. He threw for a robust 163 yards with an interception, but that didn't stop the people of Jacksonville from giving out 30,000 mustaches because he has a mustache. And there's the legend of Gardner Minshew, which is very much a bunch of old jokes about Chuck Norris. But they have taken that due to his mustache and his proclivity of wearing headbands. They also were giving away something for the first five people that cut their jeans into jean shorts, to which I would say, you're in Jacksonville. Yeah. Are you sure that's dicey you want to roll? Like, I would imagine it took all of, like, 2 seconds to go, all right, there's Five guys with jorts on.
The first five people in line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and this is so funny that it's ironic in Jacksonville. This just shows you how Jacksonville is so far behind the times. Like, my friend was in a band that was in D.C. He was located in D.C., and they got a gig in, like, Nowhere, Virginia. This was, you know, 25 years ago. And they got a gig in Nowhere, Virginia, and they got to this, like, barn where they were supposed to play, and dude still had, like, Michael Jackson gloves on. Like, it just, like, time was moving at this incredibly slow pace. Jacksonville mustache is very funny to them, even though I would imagine vast majority of their fans have mustaches and wear jorts.
Sure. I figured it wasn't so much funny as it, like, it's like, hey, he's one of us.
I think it's, they're trying to be funny. I'm guessing that that's the case, but they handed out those stupid effing mustaches, and now I can't wait for him to fail. When him and Baker Mayfield are both selling real estate, as apparently Johnny Manziel is. Rich tweeted something out.
I saw that picture.
That is Johnny Manziel, and it's real, and Johnny Manziel is selling real estate. And he's on a billboard.
XFL, not part of the draft pool, right? I read they're about to do their draft, and Manziel is apparently not eligible.
Yep.
Is he not All-American enough or something like that? Vince McMahon wants to go straight edge here.
Yeah, so he's doing the, like... the evangelical league.
It's the All-American. We're perfect league.
Yeah, there's going to be like a lot of national anthems and everything. That's his thing.
That'll sell. That'll sell well.
I mean, depends where the teams are.
They're going to pack out. Yep.
You go mid-America, baby.
Sure.
You're cooking with gas.
All the games in St. Louis are going to sell out.
You slap that in Tampa. You slap that in Tampa.
Yes.
You got yourself a party.
Yep.
You guys with three felonies on their records that have an American flag hat on. Because they're better than everyone else.
Right.
So they did that. And now everyone's got their fake mustache, which is really a cool thing. Now, I want 617-779-0985. I am interested in this. Fortnite, something happened where, like, these bombs went off in the game, and now it's just a black hole. So I'm wondering if anyone's kids completely lost it, like, freaked out. And I would imagine there are kids... like adults in their like early 20s that probably had a hissy fit when this happened. 617-779-0985. I couldn't even get my son to read the article. Like, it came up on like a news feed, and I said, oh yeah, Fortnite's down. And he's like, what? Read it to me. I go, you're 11. You're in sixth grade. Read it. And of all the things that he cares about, and this wasn't, you know, a New York Times piece. I mean, this was written by, you know, Jabroni magazine for idiots. And so he refused to read it. But apparently Fortnite is down for, and no one knows how long it's going to be down for because they're building new lands. But now it is just a black hole. And your kids somehow don't play this.
Not in my house, no.
I have two girls. They could care less about Fortnite.
But they do the TikTok.
Yeah. Yep, they're all over that. Yeah. Well, one of them is. The other one doesn't have a phone yet.
Do they make their own TikTok videos?
Constantly. It's become a bit of an issue. We had to have a talk, like, you got to slow down. It's being a little bit much.
Yeah. Do they have any friends that are insulting other kids on their TikToks?
No. None of them are doing that. Although there's, like, swears in the songs, and other parents yesterday actually called that there's swears in the songs that my daughter appeared in.
Oh, yeah.
So screw you and mind your business.
Yes. I think every one of the ones my kids have swears in them.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
No, but there's this way that you can put names on the TikTok, and then people, like, point to them and, like, would I date so-and-so? And then they point to a name and go, mm-mm. And then they point to another name and go, uh-uh. And this is 11-year-old kids doing
so
that.
So dumb.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's, like, so dumb.
Yeah. It's just a lot of, like, hand movements.
And then there's these guys that have, like, 5 billion followers, and there's one kid with an afro that just sings into this mic.
So that thing we played this morning, Ennis Kenter with Taco Fall?
Yeah.
That was on TikTok. Apparently he posted that.
Listen, he's probably going to make $1 trillion. Yeah. Dominic, go ahead.
Hey, I'm putting myself out there for ridicule. I'm a 45-year-old man. I play Fortnite still. I was not there for the bombs, but I do think it's kind of weird that on Memorial Day weekend, when all the kids are probably, you know, home, want to play, that that would be when they do the season. I don't think it's going to take that long because they must have it planned. I would have expected it to be up today, but yeah, go ahead, make fun of me. I'm here for it.
I don't care. I play video games too, but I'm just wondering, did you freak out?
No, I didn't. I kind of expected something big was going to happen because it's the 10th season. I wish I'd seen it. The only thing I kind of freaked out about was that it would have been cool to see. They do some interactive stuff. I mean, you know, they had the Avengers game a while back. It's not the worst thing in the world as far as escapism, but no, I can deal with it. But I bet your kids lose their freaking minds because they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, like my kid had a sleepover yesterday. I have no idea what the hell they were going to do. I mean, you can't go out at night. So what the hell are you going to do?
Sit in and stare at a blank screen, right, hoping exactly. for it to come back.
Like, because that's all they want to do is play stupid Fortnite. And I would like to play it, but every time I try to play it, I just get yelled at by my son. By the way, did anyone see the highlights from Saturday Night Live?
Did not.
Well, Pete Davidson did. Apparently, Pete Davidson's been away doing the Suicide Squad movie, which people are starting to not really believe. He did a 3.5-minute thing on Weekend Update. Because if you go on Sundays and go to the AV Club, they have all the skits commercial-free. They have them all laid out. And, oh, boy, Pete Davidson, no bueno.
Oh, boy.
No, not looking good. Huge rings around his eyes, like dead pale. I'm questioning if he's indeed going away and shooting a movie. Because usually they have to come back.
Yeah.
Like Belushi used to have to fly back from whenever he was shooting a movie and do the show. Can you recall anyone missing Saturday Live time because they were doing a movie?
No.
Eddie Murphy did 48 hours when he was...
Eddie Murphy did 48 hours, but he didn't miss a show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wayne's World. I don't remember those guys.
No. They were all there.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting. All right. We have coming up, Scott Zolak and Mark Bertrand will be here. Oh, they're at Gillette? Today is a Gillette day. Oh, because of the crazy schedule. We'll talk to them in just a moment.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Bird, you went to the Topsfield Fair and without kids? All right, why would a grown man and his adult girlfriend go to the Topsfield Fair?
She kept begging me to go for like weeks.
Yeah, but like,
it's our anniversary too. She wanted to go. I had no choice.
Like, what did she want to see at the Topsfield Fair?
She was more interested in eating there. Yeah. She wanted the corn on the cob. She wanted the blooming onions. She wanted, I forget the other thing.
You go to a restaurant and get those two things.
No, I know. The Topsfield Fair is different. I've gone a lot. I didn't go this year, but
it's the last day.
All right. So why is it? What do you like about it so much?
Well, I like the food. They got the apple crisps and the deep fried Oreos and the German fries.
Oh yeah, we got that too.
Then you went to dinner.
And then I went to dinner for Capital Grill that night for anniversary.
Whoa, Capital Grill.
Yeah.
Well. The Capitol Grill in Everett?
Huh?
The Capitol Grill in Everett?
No, Burlington.
Oh, I was going to say. What a posh place. So did you even enjoy yourself? There's no alcohol there.
I was just walking around, just like fake smiling. She knew.
And so you just walk and you eat?
Yes. Just walk and ate. And ran into a few fans. That's about it.
Oh, the fans?
Yep.
They came up to you?
People love you, Bird.
Huh?
People love you, man.
This,
told you.
The crazy thing is, like, I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be like an hour and a half for me to get in Topsfield Fair. And there's a gas station, there's like three hills. Over the first hill, it was traffic. And then there was a cop detailing us to go right. So we all jumped on buses and we went right to Topsfield Field within 20 minutes. I was like, oh, okay, so this isn't that bad. It made it a little bit better.
Okay, and how long did you stay?
Maybe 2.5-3 hours.
Did you get out of there before it really got crowded?
I left around like 3.
Yeah.
So, like,
anytime after that, it's nuts.
So like, right off the exit, there was traffic on the way when I was leaving. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. No, it's awful.
Yeah, it was. Thank God I missed that.
For 3 hours, you just walked around and ate.
Yes. And looked at stuff and bought stuff.
What'd you buy?
There's like my...
Coke mirrors?
My comfort pillow. It's like a vibrating pillow.
Big Johnson t-shirts.
No, I didn't buy any of that
you
stuff. Buy,
okay. Your girl bought a vibrating pillow?
Yes.
Why?
Ooh, it was comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Better okay. than sitting on the washing machine. All right. Thank you, Barry.
Yep.
It's very... So you go there, Joe?
Yeah. I live not far away from there, and it's great. I go for the food, definitely. I went with kids last time, though, and I like to play games with them. It was fun.
It's because you don't have any of your own.
We used to go, you know, under the influence, and it was a blast.
So you would go like, on mushrooms?
Not mushrooms.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't done much. No more. Those days are over.
No more mushrooms.
Never again. Okay. Never again.
And your wife is telling you not to talk so much about weed on the air. She's afraid what's going to happen. She's afraid like an employer could hear you or something.
Time is it?
You still got about 6 minutes.
So she's afraid that someone's going to hear that you smoke weed.
Just, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What are you talking about?
Oh, you guys suck. I love you, though.
All right.
I love you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right. So are you gambling on any? You're not gambling on baseball. You're out on baseball.
Baseball's out. I'm out on it.
Speaking of baseball, Fred, real quick. Cardinals, down 2-0. Their entire season rests on the arm of Jack Flaherty. Will you be watching this game?
Maybe. Maybe.
All right.
Not for sure.
All right.
I'll check in on it. I'll check in on it.
I understand.
And then if I see that they're winning by a nice margin,
then you should keep it on.
Then I'll keep it on.
I understand.
I don't need to sit. I mean, they can't hit. And that's not a fun thing when your team can't hit. Hardy is in here.
Kind of like Hardy in Monday Night Football. The Lions up big. He'll watch.
Lions at.
And then, once they fall behind Green Bay, he won't watch.
Yeah, the Bruins at 1 o'clock. Is that we're playing the Bruins game.
Short show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, not for me, though. Someone's got to stay here and, take care of the updates, intermissions, whatnot.
All right, so, and then Foger and Maz won't get on until, like, 4.
Yeah, but generally, like, in years past, because Big Jim and I have done this now for several years, I think he'll be here, like, sometime after 2. Like, not long after that. So
just jamming in some information.
Intermissions, man. You know, there's news to report, and you got to tell people what's going on. How else are they going to know? Their phones? Lame.
That's antiquated, the phones.
Worst.
I mean, you can pick up the teletype. And find out what's going on and follow the game that way.
I was just in the back room. I got some production to do today. And I was going through looking for something in one of my old BCN tabs. And I came across this treasure trove of Robbie Roadsteamer audio. He was 100% certifiably insane.
Yes.
And the stuff that we did and the stuff that we put on the air, I can't believe we aired it. I cannot believe the stuff that we put on.
Can you give me an example?
He did a song in who's the guy who did In the Closet? R. Kelly?
Yeah.
He did a whole series of songs called The Provider, where he would just, you know, kind of like riff about things he would do for his woman. And we did multiple versions of it, acoustic, full studio mixes, and they go on for several minutes. That's just what he wanted to do. We played him on the air.
Well, the funniest thing that he ever did is he had a MySpace account of the brother in La Bamba.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was Eastside Morales.
It was the Cousin Bob MySpace page, Bobby. And all of his updates would be stuff like, "I won an art contest," and then in the description,
Bob, come on, yeah. I'm your son too.
Yeah, no cash, but $500 in prizes. And then, like, he would log on to somebody else and ask a question. Wow, that's great, Bob, all that money. And he would just reply, in art lessons!
Where is Robbie now?
L.A.
No, he's back. Because I think he sent me, like, a tweet or something that said he was back.
Yeah, they're back and forth. He's bi-coastal.
Pad protectors on this stupid thing.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Scott.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, before Mike Thomas ends up departing us, I hope that he gets that studio cleaned and cleaned thoroughly, because there is a weekend bug that gives people the poops for Monday that we need to take care of and get it out of everybody's system.
Are you doubting the validity of Rich not being here today?
Well, I mean, no, not at all.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. You do it with me.
But it's Monday. Hardy.
No, Rich was legitimately sick. He could not stay here and use the toilet. He had to go home to use the toilet.
Maybe he was up late gambling, as he's wont to do.
That's true. He spent late nights at Encore.
So did he? I heard you mention this earlier. Did he finally get high? Did he take enough to yes. get himself yes, to a, was, to another was, plane?
Yes, he got high yes. and he didn't enjoy it.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.